Simon Williams is going to be unbeatable.
Yeah.
He's
going
to be unbeatable.
Okay. And the other thing is saying that many of these players, very talented, they abandon the school to go to the NBA. And what is it like for the body to be NBA players? Did they get a therapy or?
Well, I mean, if you play a lot of minutes and it puts a lot of wear and tear on your body. But when you're making $15 million, $20 million a year, you can really take care of your body.
Dice che sicuramente il fatto di giocare da professionisti tanti minuti è una cosa che logora il fisico, però quando prendi 25-30 milioni all'anno puoi prendere il cuore. Per quanto riguarda la traffica, ha detto che non è un nome noto perché ha parlato di Zion Williamson, che tutti
sanno.
Hi Michael, unfortunately I haven't got a possibility to watch you on the court. So how can you describe yourself to the young guys, young supporters of the Virtus, and what can you tell to us about that period from your point of view?
Well, I mean, if you really want to see a player, just go on YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
But I mean, you know, as a basketball player and as a fan of Virtus, you had Virtus and you had Fortitudo. Fortitudo was like the Bruisers, and Virtus was like Hollywood. It was always a show. Virtus always had players who could really play, like Rudimondi, Renato Bilata, and then guys who could shoot the ball could play. And then when you go over to Fortitudo, they had guys that was like just hard workers, you know.
Diceva, vabbè, innanzitutto che quando lui giocava c'era Virtus e Fortitudo, la Virtus era un po' Hollywood, mentre invece la Fortitudo era la squadra, diciamo, dei lavoratori, perché in Virtus erano giocatori di come Brunamonti, come Villalta, e invece a Fortitudo c'erano, poi ha fatto una lunga pausa dei lavoratori.
But it's like the two teams in the NBA, like the Lakers and the Clippers.
Yeah,
it's the same.
È lo stesso tipo di rivalità che c'è anche nella NBA tra due squadre della stessa città, come possono essere Lakers e Clippers.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Diciamo, posso fare un gioco con lui? No, un gioco nel senso per lui. Starting five of all time for you.
Where? In the NBA?
Of course.
Starting five.
Not easy to do.
No, but I mean, if you're going to go back like years ago, like, see, you know, everybody says that Michael Jordan was the best or LeBron James was the best. But when you look at the basketball, you forget guys like Oscar Robertson, like the Bill Russell, that people never speak about Pistol Pete Maravich.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable. The guys had no idea how good he was. He was, to me, he was better than Michael Jordan with the basketball. He was one of a kind.
Play Pete Maravich, the guard, Michael, right, to the future. Power forward, Michael Jordan.
Small forward.
And
so you got, but then you got Will Chamberlain. There was a lot of players, but it's very hard to do. But I mean, you know, when like, people sit and they talk about who was the greatest ever. Who was the greatest in their era? Because there's different eras. So you got to go by the era. You can't go by the greatest.
Last 30 years.
Yeah, the last 30 years, you probably wouldn't have to say Michael Jordan. Tim Duncan was a good player, but he's not a Michael Jordan or a Kobe Bryant. But he was a great player.
But he can't be.
Yes.
Posso fare una domanda? Se voi parlavo adesso di palestra, andiamo un po' in giro.